I'm a U.S. male because I was born in a Mississippi town on a Sunday morning. Now, Mississippi just happens to occupy a place in the southeastern portion of this here United States. Now, that's a matter of fact, buddy, and you know it well. So I just call myself the U.S. male. That's M-A-L-E, son. That's me. Now, I said all that to say all this. I've been watching the way you've been watching my miss. For the last 3 weeks, you've been hot on her trail. You kind of upset this U.S. male. You touch her once with your greasy hand. I'm going to stretch your neck like a long rubber band. She's wearing a ring that I bought her on sale. That makes her the property of this U.S. male. You better not mess with the U.S. male, my friend. The U.S. male gets mad, he's gonna do you in. You know what's good for yourself, son. You better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. male. Champ, I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kind of flattened out, so you'll do well to quit playing games with this U.S. male. Better not mess with the U.S. male, my friend, huh? The U.S. male gets mad, he gonna do you in. You know what's good for yourself, son. You go and find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. male. Tell it like it is, son. I catch you messing around that woman of mine. I'm gonna lay one on you. You talking to the U.S. Mail.
Elvis Presley opens the final segment of today's Music Box with U.S. Mail, a Jerry Reed song that was a hit for Elvis in 1968. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. And where we're hearing songs that were written by cartoonist, poet, playwright, and songwriter Shel Silverstein. We've been hearing songs that he wrote that became hits for other people. Now here's Shel Silverstein himself with a tribute to the Man in Black.
Now you know some fellas, they want fame and fortune. Yeah, and other fellas, they just want to swing. But all I wanted all my life was a TV set and a truck and a wife and a front row seat to hear old John sing. Yeah, the TV and the truck I got on credit. And I got that girl with a little old Woolworth ring. And life was warm and life was sweet, but still it was kind of incomplete without a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, them cotton fields, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, bow, ducka, ducka, bow. So one day I thought, hey, I'm gonna do it. That's what I said. So I mortgaged the farm and pawned her wedding ring. I sold the gold tooth out of my mouth and jumped in the pickup and headed south for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I hit Nashville cold and wet and hungry. I said, I'm here, bring him on, let him do his thing. But they told me down at the old pit grill I'd have to go all the way to Hendersonville for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I found his house knocked on the door and it was open by a brown-haired girl and a baby with a teething ring. I said, I seen you somewhere before, but don't stand there and block the door. I want a front
your seat to hear old Johnny say, hey, Georgia, walk the line. Don't deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, Big River John, you walk this heart of mine. Bam, bucka, 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 bucka. She said I'd have to go down to the Opry. And the fella there said I'd have to wait till spring. He said, we've been sold out for months and months, and this poor insane fella wants a front row seat to hear old Johnny say. Well, he said a couple more things, and I started crying. And then he laughed at me, and that's when I started to swing. Well, I bust through the doors in a roaring rage, crawled over the crowd till I reached the stage, full front row seat to hear old Johnny say. I shot back, and the next thing I know, I was winged and on the floor. When a guy in a voice kind of deep and low says,
boy, that's a mighty long way to go for a front row seat to hear anybody sing.
And I guess that judge, he weren't no music lover. I got 15 months, but that don't mean a thing. 'Cause yesterday, in the prison yard, a show come through and hardy! Front row seat, hear old Johnny say, hey John, you walk the line. Hey John, do, hey John, do burnings. John, do dollar bill. Do teenage John, listen to the man. Hey, I'm with you, John. Hey, Johnny, do Sunday morning. John.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him 'cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do.
But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, 'cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that bad.
Johnny Cash released that Shel Silverstein song, A Boy Named Sue, from his Live at San Quentin Prison album in 1969. And A Front Row Seat to Hear Old Johnny Sing by Shel Silverstein made people stop and say, "What was that?" in 1971. The Music Box returns to the 80s and slows down a bit for Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton. Here's We've Got Tonight.
I know it's late. I know you're weary. And I know your plans don't include me. Still here we are. Both of us lonely, longing for shelter from all that we see. Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars now. Tonight, babe, why don't you stay?
Deep in my soul, I feel so lonely. All of my hopes fading away. I'm long for love, like everyone else.
We've Got Tonight by Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton was playing on all sorts of radio stations in 1983. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box returns to its rock and roll roots for Bobby Darin.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Bing bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on, yeah. I was a rolling and a stolen, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing.
Singer, songwriter, and fabulous performer Jackie Wilson was born in Detroit on June 9, 1934. That Is Why comes from 1959. And Splish Splash by Bobby Darin got teens and a few adults up and dancing in 1958. Matt the Cat is just about to let loose another hour of dynamite called The Juke in the Back. He'll punch all the buttons on that big shiny music machine right after the news. I'm Mike Duke. Next week, I'll be back with another full music box from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall the station that dares to put good music back on the radio. I leave you this week with one more song from the brain and pen of Shel Silverstein. When Brenda Lee was about to record this song, she wanted to drop one refrain in order to keep the record from being too long for the radio, but Shel Silverstein would not allow her to do that. The result? All 4 minutes and 30 seconds of Big Four-Poster Bed became a country hit for her in the summer of 1974.
Till his face got red, and Mama brought the feather pillows and some handmade bedding, and they spent their wedding night in that big four-poster bed. That night they swore that like that bed, their love would last forever, and they'd ask no more of life than the simple things they had. So they planned the future as they lay their clothes together, and later I was born there in that big four-poster bed. It was just some boards of rough cut pine and a quilt of patchwork cotton, a place to lay your body down, to rest your head, a field of fluffy mountains for a little girl to hide in, a cloud chasing rainbows was that big four-poster bed. I remember as a child waking up on wintry mornings to the sound of laughing voices and the smell of bacon bread, and running across that cold wood floor, jumping in there with them, and Lord, I felt so safe and warm in that big four-poster bed. The day that Daddy died, he whispered something soft to Mama. This day she's never told a soul the words he said. She just smiled through her tears and held his hand and nodded, and my daddy looked so much at rest in that big four-poster bed. It was just some boards of rough cut pine and a quilt of patchwork cotton, a place to lay your body down, a place to rest your head, a field of fluffy mountains for a little girl to hide in, a cloud for chasing rainbows was that big four-poster bed. Now time has dried up all the tears, here I stand a woman, your arms reach out to touch my soul, your sweet words turn my head. Darling, won't you tell me first, this will be forever, before you lead me up the stairs to that big four-poster bed. 'Cause only love has ever touched that big four-poster bed. Yes, it was just some boards of rough cut pine and a quilt of patchwork cotton, a place to lay your body down, a place to rest your head, a field of fluffy mountains for a little girl to hide in, a
chasing rainbows.